bad advice, which was the advice of infiltration. As we see tonight, that is one of Satan's wiles, is to infiltrate us personally with the world by not separating from the world as we are commanded. So we'll begin in verse 1 of Numbers 25. And Israel abode in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab, and they called the people unto the sacrifice of their gods, and the people did eat and bow down to their gods. And Israel joined himself unto Baal Peor, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, take all the heads of the people and hang them up before the Lord against the sun, that the fierce anger of the Lord may be turned away from Israel. And Moses said unto the judges of Israel, slay ye every one his men that were joined unto Baal Peor. And behold, one of the children of Israel came and brought unto his brethren a Midianitish woman in the sight of Moses and in the sight of all the congregation, children of Israel, who were weeping before the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, saw it, he rose up from among the congregation and took a javelin in his hand, and he went after the man of Israel into the tent and thrust both of them through, the man of Israel and the woman through her belly. So the plague was stayed from the children of Israel, and those that died in the plague were 24,000. And later on, God will say, verse 18, they vex you with their wiles. So that's our title. Let's pray. Lord, give us your wisdom, your presence, your guidance tonight as we look into your word. Use it to teach us, Lord, the dangers of not living a life of separation. And Lord, how you give us these many examples in Scripture of this wile of the devil, this wile of infiltration. And so may we learn from it tonight and grow through it and guide us in your truth. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. He calls it Baal Peor here in verse 3 because, remember back in chapter 23, turn back there if you would, verse 28. That happened to be the name of this high place that Balak brought Balaam, remember, to try to get him to curse Israel. And the name of the place, notice it says, verse 28, and Balak brought Balaam unto the top of Peor that looketh toward Jeshimon. So this was a high place that looked down on Israel who were camped in the desert. And so Baal Peor was a place where they worshipped Baal. And this was the place where Balaam attempted multiple times to curse Israel for Balak. Remember, he couldn't do it. And so he gave his advice, as we'll look at again, that if you can't beat them, join them. And sadly, it worked. So now we've already seen just in this short passage, 24,000 Israelites died based on the advice from Balaam. 24,000. That's a lot of people. And what was it? Well, it started with this infiltration, but what it always led to, verse 2, was the sacrifice to their gods and bowing down to their gods. The same thing happened to Solomon, didn't it? Solomon, one of the greatest kings of Israel, until he started marrying all these wives, and they led him to start worshiping their gods. And that's exactly what happened here. Which is why God continually said to Israel in the desert, after they went into the promised land, you're not allowed to intermingle with the Gentiles because they'll just lead you to worship their gods. And what do you think Israel did? They did that very thing. Read the book of Judges. Over and over again, they worshiped the false gods of the people that they were supposed to conquer and remove out of the promised land. They instead eventually stopped conquering them and started joining with them, and then eventually started worshiping their gods. And God makes it very clear in this passage and all throughout the scriptures. Look down at verse 11. At the end, that I consume not the children of Israel in my jealousy. When we think of the word jealousy, we always think negative because it's a sin for man. It's not a sin for God. God is a jealous God. He is jealous over his worship, over his glory, and many other things, which we'll look at. But all of this, again, was based on the counsel or the advice of Balaam. And we saw this last week, but let's look at it again, Numbers 31:16, just to be reminded why the king of Balak went from wanting to curse Israel to instead going down and intermarrying with Israel. It was because Balaam said, this is the only way you're going to conquer these people, is to intermingle. Numbers 31:16, behold, these caused the children of Israel, look at this next phrase, through the counsel of Balaam, to commit trespass against the Lord in the matter of Peor, and there was a plague among the congregation of the Lord. And then look again in Revelation 2:14. We get to the New Testament church letters here in the book beginning of Revelation. And in one of these letters of rebuke, here in Revelation chapter 2, when he's writing to the church at Pergamos, he says here in verse 14, I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel. So before he left, and we saw he ended up not getting the reward, he wanted the reward for cursing, but before he left, we don't see it recorded at the time, but God shows us that it happened. He gave advice. He gave counsel. He gave a doctrine, if you will. And what doctrine was that? Infiltration. Go down, don't fight them. Go down and join them. Go down and intermingle with them, because God has already commanded them not to intermingle with the Gentiles. So if you do this, now they will sin, and now God will have to punish them. And that's exactly what happened, isn't it? Instead of Balak, which eventually he's going to die, the Moabites, but instead of Balak dying or getting killed initially by the Jews, now the Jews, 24,000 of them are already dead from a plague, based on infiltration. This same thing happened to Lot. Look at 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 6. Remember, Lot had a choice given to him by his uncle Abraham. He said, you can have the fields or you can have the cities. He says, I'll take the cities. They might be wicked, but they just look better, more attractive. And he ended up losing his married daughters to the fire and brimstone. Lost his wife to a pillar of salt. And then all he had left was his two unmarried daughters, who then committed incest with him after he was rescued out of Sodom and Gomorrah. What led to all of that? 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 6. And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, vexed, there's that same word, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them and seeing and hearing, vexed, there it is again, his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. And God says of the Moabites, they vexed you with their wiles. That word wile means trick. We talked about the wiles of the devil at family camp. So are Christians commanded to be separate? Of course we are. Look at Romans chapter 12. In verse 2, we'll see New Testament commands from God to not mingle. Notice Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be not conformed. Don't try to be like them. James 1:27, look at that one. James 1:27. Pure religion, undefiled before God and the Father, is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their afflictions, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. James 4:4. This is not some isolated doctrine in Scripture. James 4:4. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. We get to 1 John 2. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. And so the infiltration worked. Well, we have Phinehas, who becomes an example of zeal. Amen. And he, as we saw here, killed this man who was committing the whoredom with the Midianitish woman, but in front of everybody. Did you see that? I mean, it says there in verse 6, in the sight of all the congregation. He just didn't care. And Phinehas took this javelin and killed them both. You would think God would be angry with him for murder, but instead God blessed him for his zeal. And in the New Testament, we're commanded to be zealous for a jealous God. We're commanded to contend for the faith. And we looked at that recently in the book of Jude. You know, we're told in verse 3 to earnestly contend for the faith. And in Jude, what are we told to contend for? Denying the person of Jesus Christ, anti-government, anti-Israel, the way of Cain, which is jealousy, the error of Balaam, the rebellion of Korah, the mockers about the second coming. We're told to stand. We're told to contend for the faith, to have that sort of zeal. But we're told to have a scriptural zeal, which is explained over in Romans chapter 10, if you want to turn there. Zeal according to, as God says, knowledge. Romans chapter 10, verse 2. This, by the way, is the fifth plague of Israel. The first one was the golden calf. The second was when they lusted after the quails in Numbers 11. The third one was when the spies gave their evil report in Numbers 14. The fourth one was when the rebellion of Korah against the leadership of Moses and Aaron. And now this is the fifth plague from God, directly from God against Israel. Romans 10:2, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, talking about the Jews, but not according to knowledge. So zeal is a good thing, but it needs to be according to Scripture. And like I said, Jude gives us, read Jude sometime. It's just one chapter where God tells us what we're to contend for or to be zealous for. But why? Well, God, again, is a jealous God. He says so himself. Look in verse 11 of our passage, Numbers 25. Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, so this is Aaron's grandson, hath turned my wrath away from the children of Israel while he was zealous for my sake. He says that I consume them not in my jealousy. And so one man's zeal stayed a national plague. Wow. That's impressive. God can use us. He can use one man with some zeal for God. Look at Exodus 34:14. Exodus 34:14, where God makes it very clear that he is the only God, and that if we get infiltrated in the world's going to try to lead us away from God. Right? That's what the devil wants. He wants us to be led away from God. Exodus 34:14, God says, thou shalt worship no other gods, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. So God says even his name is jealous. And he's jealous over his glory. He's jealous over his name. He's jealous over worship. And so what does God say for Phinehas over in verse 12 of our passage? I give unto him my covenant of peace, and he shall have it, and his seed after him, even the covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for his God and made an atonement for the children of Israel. When zeal is according to knowledge, it's a blessing. Look at 2 Corinthians 9, and we'll see this. It is a blessing to God and a blessing to others. God's looking for more with zeal for God. Amen. 2 Corinthians 9:2. For I know the forwardness of your mind, for which I boast of you to them of Macedonia, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal hath provoked very many. So just like sin provokes, zeal provokes in a good way. And Phinehas is that example of zeal. So how did all this happen? Go down to verse 17, where God uses this word vex twice. He says, vex the Midianites and smite them. So because of what they've done, 24,000 Jews have died. Phinehas stopped the plague with his zeal for God, a jealous God. And God says, now I want you to turn around and vex the Midianites and smite them. So remember I said about Balak hasn't died yet? That didn't last very long. Verse 18, for they vex you with their wiles, wherewith they have beguiled you. This is what the devil does. We talked about all the wiles of the devil at family camp. He's a beguiling being, isn't he? And he tries to vex us with his tricks or his wiles. And one of them is infiltration. So we're warned here to beware of this infiltration doctrine that Balaam taught Balak, that the devil's been using for all of human history. And like I say, the book of Judges is a great book, but it's kind of a depressing book because it's just constant failure of Israel. And then he sends a judge and he rescues them, and then they go right back into worshiping false gods. They get taken captive again, and then another judge rescues them, and it's just this cycle. I think it happens 18 times in the book of Judges. This cycle of infiltration, worshiping the false gods, getting punished by God, getting rescued by God, and right back into it again. The devil knows what he's doing, doesn't he? So we've got to be on the lookout for him. We're warned over and over again. Let's look at it in Ephesians chapter 6. To be on the lookout for the wiles of the devil. And this is one of his wiles. This wile of infiltration from the world. Verse 11, put on the whole armor of God, Ephesians 6, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. God said to Israel, the Moabites, they have vexed you with their wiles. And did you notice God didn't give them a warning? They started worshiping the false gods and the plague began. He didn't say, if you don't stop. No, the plague began. And 24,000 people died before Phinehas showed his zeal for a jealous God. So we need to be zealous and not infiltrated with the wiles of the devil, because he is going to do his best until Jesus blows that trumpet to vex us with his wiles. Just like Balaam and the Moabites did to Israel. So we've got to be watching. We always have to be vigilant for this wile. Well, let's pray. Lord, thank you for teaching us tonight again about one of the devil's wiles of infiltration. Lord, may we just be ever so careful, always on the lookout, because he's so subtle with his beguiling. And Lord, may we just be vigilant and may we be zealous for you like Phinehas was. Stand for your word as always right. Stand for truth, Lord, that's only found in your scriptures. And as Jude encouraged us, Lord, to earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. And part of that contention is avoiding infiltration. Thank you for teaching us tonight through your precious word. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.